Magistrate District 1, Albert Bennett.
Here.
Magistrate District 2, Jeff Boone.
Here.
Magistrate District 3, Brett Stallings.
Here.
Magistrate District 4, Jeff Sims.
Here.
Judge Executive Cody Young.
Here.
And Road Supervisor Kevin Walker.
Here.
Thank you, Lori. Well, good evening. We have a lot to go through, so we'll get started as quickly as possible. I did want to provide a little background information before we begin. The roads proposed tonight were presented to us by the Road Committee, and the parameters that were originally used were county roads that are currently in the system that are dead ends and don't currently have any permanent residents along their length. Now, as you can see, if you were able to collect a copy of the summary of the resolution, there have been a few changes. One of the parameters we should have added was access to public water as well, which we've become very aware of. So as you can see from the A1 being marked out, Booker Lake Road is no longer being proposed for removal in its entirety. As you can see from the bottom of the list, we are instead proposing to remove the back 0.167 miles and keep the front about 845 feet into the system. That should allow for the community and public to continue to have the historical access they've had to the lake. However, there are still logistical and legal reasons why it benefits the county not to have a county road on top of the levee. Long story short, Hopkins County lost a lawsuit that they were a party to last year that said that if you have a county road on a levee, if there's any damage to it, you become immediately a partial owner in that dam. And since the county is not actually the responsible party to build that dam or maintain that dam, that is not an expense and a liability that we wanted to impose on the county taxpayers. Going further down the list, Old Wilson Bridge Road is very similar to Booker Lake Road in the access to the trade water. That, again, is not something that we're wanting to cut off to our local residents. So we're proposing for Old Wilson Bridge Road to remain in the system entirely. Harpending Road was inadvertently added. There's actually four homes along its length, so it also has been removed. And lastly, Pinerol Farm Road has a middle portion located in Trigg County, which we didn't realize until we began the process. The road begins and ends in Caldwell, but it actually makes a little loop into Trigg County. That got into some legal questions that we have not yet addressed. Then moving on to the bottom section, you can see we adjusted the mile point markers for Archery Club Road to ensure that the water tower along that stretch of public roadway is still included in our maintenance system. And then, as I referred to earlier, Booker Lake Road will be only a partial removal is what we're proposing tonight. So saying all that, before we start going down the list, for those four roads, is there any comments that anyone would like to make to the fiscal court tonight? We'll just begin at the top. Booker Lake Road, is there any other comments that anyone would like to share?
Sure, one question along with Booker. What about Phillips? It goes to watershed, just like
no, the county road ends before you get to the watershed.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say that I really appreciate you guys taking a look at it and working with the community on it, because I own a piece of that land, and I think personally, every time I go, there's people out there. So I'm glad there's going to continue to be able to be people out there.
Yes, ma'am. And we appreciate you all sharing. And I also want to circle back. All we've done so far is put out the resolution. This is more of a statement of intent, and there actually hasn't been any legal action taken. So what we're looking at as far as timeline, we're having the public hearing tonight. We'll also have a public hearing and the viewer's report be presented to the fiscal court at our fiscal court meeting next Tuesday. If we decide to proceed with any of these road removals, the first reading of the ordinance that would do so would not take place until our first meeting in December. And an ordinance takes two readings, so we've tried to draw this process out as long as possible to make sure that everyone impacted by these moves has the opportunity to be heard before the fiscal court. So I appreciate your comment as well. Any other comments on Booker Lake Road before we move on to the next? All right. Old Wilson Bridge.
Sorry. Booker Lake Road is a Booker Lake. It's not a public lake. It's not a public water. It is privately owned.
Well, that's the watershed. That's beyond our remit.
I understand that. So, we don't have any issue. We don't have no coverage on it. But it is not. It got out. That was a public. We was blocking access to public body water. Yeah, it is not public body water.
Well, if you can get to the water, it's public.
If you can get to the water.
Which people have for many years.
That gets you into another.
Well, how come the county bush hogged it for the last 30 years?
Good question.
Well, we bush hogged the top of the levee, but the sides of it's actually bush hogged by the watershed. They contract that out. So we just do our right of way. Huh?
Federal owned?
No, private.
Those are unusual, the watersheds. As far as I know, it's still private property, but it was built with federal monies and the watershed tax levies.
Is there still a watershed board? Was that a thing?
There's a watershed board, and they still oversee the maintenance of the watersheds, the bush hogging. Chase, you may want to speak to this, or Mike, you helped maintain some of those at one time, you had to contract bush hogging them. But the people that live in the flood area, the potential flood areas, I don't know what the proper term for those areas are, pay a special tax to go to the maintenance and upkeep of those watersheds. It's not coming out of your regular county tax dollars.
They'd be the Donaldson Creek watershed, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All of them dealing with Donaldson Creek?
Yes, All, I think there's seven total in the system.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, the maintenance on those is funded through the tax that's levied on the watershed property owners in the watershed area.
The county's only interest out there is the roadway itself, which is one reason we want to remove the portion that goes over the levee, just so that there is any issues down the road, the federal government rightfully can be the responsible party and not push it off on county taxpayers. And having gone through two disasters, if the federal government's going to have an opportunity, they're going to push it off on local taxpayers instead of paying it themselves.
Amen.
So the watershed tax is not from every taxpayer, it's just from certain ones?
No,
like
just
the in that area that drains into that watershed area.
That district.
They also, those specific residents were also the ones to vote in the watershed district in the first place. It's kind of like the library board or extension. The tax dollars that are levied by the watershed district never actually run through the county. That's a whole separate accounting.
Okay.
Well, you pay the sheriff and it splits right out to them immediately, just like the school, the extension, health, all of them.
When they built those watersheds, was there easements that were granted?
I'm not sure about the public easements. Yes. Was there easements?
Yes.
Okay.
And so were the easements granted to?
I would imagine the watershed, but we can look into the
district and watershed, the ones I've found so far that I've had the legal work on.
Okay, good.
Been working on that a little bit. I didn't get real far today. But we appreciate all the comments, questions, echo what Dakota said. This is just thinking, trying to be responsible with tax dollars.
Any other questions on Booker Lake? All right, Old Wilson Bridge Road. Any comments on Old Wilson Bridge? All right, Harpending Road. Any questions on Harpending?
Now, only thing I'll clarify on this is this is the Harpending Road. A lot of people think about there across from 515, but this is actually a little part off of Gray Farm Road, really next to Lyon County. So Gray Farm Road in Lyon County touches a little piece of what was formerly Harpending Road that dead ends in Caldwell County. But you gotta go through Lyon to get to it.
Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah.
All right, Pinnerol, oh, I'm sorry.
Judge, could you tell us how this process started and how it's got to this point? I mean, why you started looking at these roads?
Yeah, and the road committee may be able to add some as well. So it started with the road committee meeting, and they created a proposal, which had been talked about with the fiscal court, just trying to find ways to potentially save taxpayer dollars down the way. So all our roads are paid for through the state gas tax, which we all know that the legislature is loath to try to increase any revenue sources that go to the counties. And as inflation's increased for all of you all when you go to the grocery stores, it's also increased for us. I remember when I was mayor, the cost of a ton of asphalt was $63.94, and I think this year it came in at $107.108.
And we have 2 years.
Yeah, we have some Eastern Kentucky counties that are up to the 140s. So the conversation began with the road committee. Is there any roads that may no longer be justified in being maintained by county taxpayer funds? Which is where, and he can elaborate a little bit, the parameters basically came into place, which was the dead ends and the ones that don't actually have permanent residents on them. And do you want to comment a little bit on?
Yeah, that was the original two parameters that came about to determine what roads function as.
Yeah, and so there's a, oh, sorry.
That's all right, so to answer, to get to, trying to understand your question, so for somebody that spent a shit ton of money lately to have an area to build a home and have done plans to build a home and someone can present receipts and all the data points, why would that happen if I'm presenting to build a home? So I'm just trying to understand how far back we're going here, because I just got this done like a month ago.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to understand why I'm steaming today. So it, I guess, so
well,
I guess,
because
apologies, I'm just a little upset after
well, meeting. I mean, yeah. That's why we're having this open meeting.
And that's why
I don't know what road you're referring to.
Data
okay. Those are, you know, at the time, we didn't know of that. We don't
at
have
the time,
any.
Which is when? When was that?
October 12th, I believe, yeah. Is when the road committee was.
October this year?
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't have any building permitting process for the county, so we have no idea who's planning on building water.
I guess I never got a piece of mail. I just filed my paperwork. I just closed in April. So I guess the question is, did you guys not find out someone may have bought that road, or the auction place would have told you what's going on, or?
No,
the change in ownership of the property comes through the county court clerk downstairs. But since there's no building permit, which I don't think any of us want in the county, there is no way we're ever put on notice as fiscal court that anybody's fixing to build on that property.
But the camera I got of you guys mowing the lane and talking to them and having a conversation, this is what I'm doing, no one could have.
Well, I mean, you've got hunting properties, you've got a lot of extenuating, you've got a lot of. Now, is that the one you're on the property that's gated right now?
Yeah.
At the end of David Mary?
That is right.
Okay. Because in itself was something that we were going to address if we hadn't gone down this road, because that's.
Because I'll be quiet, because I would like to speak, because I've got people I talk to from the post office to get an address, and I like to talk.
I mean,
to
I get
them,
it.
So,
yeah.
So I'll
I get it.
Quiet. And I also want to circle back a little bit to finish, and that might answer some of your questions. So when we came up with the roads to be proposed, there's actually a statute, 178.070, that lays out what the process is for the counties. And surprisingly, it doesn't actually mandate sending out mail.
Okay.
To stay in compliance with state law, we have to put notice in the newspaper and put the three postings within a mile of the roadway proposed for discontinuance. Not saying that it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
If that was a requirement to send out mail, but that's the state and their infinite wisdom.
Well, and that's fine. Now, the last thing I'll say, now be quiet, is, and that's fine.
Well, no, you
don't
have to be quiet.
If you guys just met the 12th, and you're telling me, I know everyone had to know what's going on here. I've been working with Bill. I mean, he's been so great with me to help me, to get me. It'd be great for me. So, I mean, if I had a relationship with him and it'd been so great, I don't know how this would have happened. So, I'm just trying to understand, as somebody that, if this just happened October 12th, it got done October 12th. You guys have been monitoring, you guys have been on the road. So I guess why was it added on the 12th if that was the case? Because that's been started, we started this, what, May? Maybe? May, June, when this stopped, when the excavation, everything started.
Oh,
yeah, so it's been going on for months.
Yeah, there's dirt work goes on continually up and down all the private property on all these roads.
Yeah.
We don't have, when I see a dozer, a track hole, pan, or anything, I don't automatically think, oh, Dakota's fixing to build a house on this piece of property. He just built.
No, but I mean, when the guy was mowing my grass, I'm like, yeah, I'm actually building. He's like, oh, you are? I'm like, oh, yeah. I said, I'll beat my camper. It'll come down here in a month when I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I got plans to how. I mean, I told the guy. So I'm just trying to understand whether no communication there or where we are.
Okay, so one of the road employees was mowing?
I talked to him about my bush hog, and I talked to him. I mean, he and I had a conversation. So,
okay.
Yeah, so. People have, I'll be quiet.
We understand your frustration, and this is the purpose of the hearing.
Okay. All right. So, I'll
be quiet. All right. We will just start at the beginning of the list now and work our way down. Clyde Coleman Road. Is there any comments for Clyde Coleman Road?
As property owners down it, we wish to keep it a public road.
Okay.
I don't know what else to say about it besides that.
There are other property owners serviced by that road back in there?
That'd be me.
Okay.
Then,
any questions?
I'm not looking for it to be paved or anything like that. I just like for it to be bush hogged and just kept up as we farm down it.
I mean, I only have a car to get down it, so I can't get down it if you all close it.
Eugenie?
I am Eugenie.
Been a long time since I've seen you. I didn't realize you had a piece at the back of it.
Yes, sir.
Today is part.
Anything else that you'd like to share?
So what determines that it's closed or open?
We're just taking public comments tonight, and then we'll, at our meeting on Tuesday, we'll take further public comments, and then our first meeting in December, we'll decide with a vote whether or not to proceed.
Okay. Is that a public vote?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be public at one of our fiscal court meetings. All right.
But the public won't be voting on that.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, public vote as far as us having to do it aloud, not a actual public vote. I apologize.
I do have one more question. How much money is this going to save Caldwell County? You're talking about saving tax money dollars. How much do you think you all have spent on Clyde Coleman Road in the last 10 years? Just 10 years. 5 years. I'll give you 5 years.
Do you have any?
Mowing and bush hogging, David. Mowing and bush hogging, side arming.
Yeah, I'm sowing. Gravel, repairs, short gravel.
Probably minimal, I would say, especially with Clyde Coleman like it is. I see this more as providing savings down the road when the time comes that it's the road becomes impassable, or if something happens along the road and then it becomes a taxpayer responsibility to make sure that it remains in some sort of usable state. So it isn't so much saving money today, in my opinion, it's more saving money down the road, especially because we don't even have enough money today to be able to maintain our road system adequately.
The ones that feed in it, the roads that get to it, our bus routes, our houses with, our places with houses or multiple houses, our churches, so on and so forth.
And I know it's a state highway that accesses your county roads, but it's a Robin Peter to pay Paul situation. The state gives us a portion of their state highway money every year so that we can maintain our county roads, which is an issue down the road. We see a lot of counties. It's based on the state of the state highways, how passable and how good a shape they are. And as our state highways inevitably continue to get in worse shape, then they'll continue to give us less and less that we can maintain our county roads with, that portion that they set aside for us. Any other comments about Clyde Coleman?
And I think the other thing, portion of that, Jenny, is that part of the deferment is not raising the taxes to maintain the roads, the other roads that are in need, given the cost of the inflation and the other pressures. So this is the first swipe at the bill, I guess you would say, to try to stabilize and hold those tax rates as low as we can.
Any other questions about Clyde Coleman? Thank y'all for your comments. Crowder Spur Road.
So that one is weak. I own one, or my sister and myself on one side of it, Cody on the other side of it. So you have two property owners that road to service.
Mm-hmm.
This specific road, I don't necessarily have a problem with closing it. The problem I see is by going down this list and closing all these roads, which is now what's going to be, you know, who's next? It's which road's going to be next, you know? And if you're going to take these roads out of the county system just to save money, is I don't know how many miles of roads are here, but, you know, if you've got, you know, you've got to start saving money at other places too. You know, if you cut, you can't continue to cut roads out and then keep the same number of employees, the same number of vehicles, you know, all this stuff running up and down the road. If you're going to take out, you know, if you take out 10% of your county road system, you need to cut 10% out of the other expenses of your road department.
And we actually have cut one of our positions when I came in. So we are one less than when we started with our road department, but it is a valid point.
So like I said, with that road there, you know, because it's a dead end road, and we don't necessarily, we're basically neutral on whether it closes or not. One of the problems I have with it though is 2 years ago, the county road department went in and they stripped the chip and seal out of it and made it gravel.
Mm-hmm.
The places the chip and seal, because it hadn't been maintained, is the chip and seal needed to be something done to it. But there was a lot of places that it didn't need to be stripped out, that it was all stripped out and hauled out, and that's by gravel. So maybe there should have been some better management decisions back then.
Yes, sir. Any other comments on Crider Spur?
Not necessarily that road specifically, but in that case and in Clyde Coleman case, if you have two different landowners there, if you close the road as public, then who determines
it,
where that road goes?
It closes, yeah. Let me,
because I think that's what's driving some of the misunderstanding.
So if it's discontinued as a county road, state law says that it becomes a public road. And then only upon petition of all the property owners or those with necessary access can you take that next action about putting a fence up or having it revert to the adjoining property owners are the two options in 178, 116.
So if it becomes a public road, but the county no longer maintains it, how does it continue to stay a public road?
That's just the
state law.
That's state law.
State law.
So you're putting that expense back on us if somebody comes out there
and
starts cutting
out
the middle of the road, even though it's a public road. Somebody comes out and starts cutting donuts.
So with that, I would say
slings all the gravel off of it, and we're responsible for my claim.
And by the way, those property owners are also the ones that pay all the property taxes to be able to have the roads taken care of anyhow.
There's a little bit to the property taxes. Your Call County Fiscal Court that maintains these roads, when you went and paid your taxes, that if you have paid them, we get 11 cents out of a dollar. That's all we get. It goes to that school board. You were on the school board. You know that deal. What, 51 cents of that dollar?
Yes, sir. And if you want to bring up the school board, the first year that you're on the school board,
I'm just talking about where it goes. And then about 18% goes to the library.
We cut $600,000 out of the budget. Because we didn't have any money to spend. It's been,
the roads are maintained by that fuel tax.
I understand that. Every time I buy fuel, I pay that tax.
And what we get back from the state every year, some of it goes to Washington, some of it goes to Frankfort, and then they give it out to the counties, and it gets smaller and smaller and smaller every year.
Well, what's going to happen? You take all these roads out, you're going to have less miles of road. They're going to say, well, we ain't going to give you as much money. You ain't got
to. See, that's part of the problem. It was years ago, you were paid on
the mileage.
That's not the case no more. The formula's changed. So
explain the formula, please.
Well, I can't explain it. It's out of my
head. They have not released a lot on it, Bill. This just happened last year. But it reverted from being miles of total road. Then after the counties went in and put a lot of these side roads in, driveways for some people. I mean, you know the ones I'm talking about. Then they come back and said, well, we're going to change that instead of miles of road to miles of hard surface road. And that's when a lot of them got paved and chip and seal.
Well, there's a clarification.
The
formula that fits still exists, and a small portion of it's based off the total mileage that the county maintains. The problem is that the expense has skyrocketed so much that it's lost any sort of logical connection with the revenue base that we receive. We get about $1 million a year out of our county road aid allocation. We have about 280 miles of roads. Cost us, for a hard surface road, cost us about $100,000 a mile. So we're looking at about $28 million at current prices to be able to maintain our whole system. So somewhere around 14 miles a year is what's required for us to be able to do 20 years, which really it would be better if we can get to a 15-year paving cycle, which would be about 19 miles a year. We've slowly started to work our way up. We've been very lucky and successful in applying for grants, trying to supplement the money we receive from our basic allocation, but that only lasts as long as the state's surplus continues, which they're spending it quickly right now. So we're trying to get our portion of it, but who knows how long that'll last.
Well, when we look at some of these roads that just service one home, some of them are pretty lavish, you know, paved roads. Or some of these we're looking at is gravel. Do you think they'd look at it, you know, in the scope of reducing what is just a glorified driveway and sent to publicly maintained?
I don't think we focus more on the through roads. I don't think we were.
I
would say it's been a few years since we've paved any dead end roads, mostly because the state grants have certain requirements, and one of them is that it be a pass through road. Which once we changed the roads we were submitting, we went from not receiving any allocations. That first year we received $374,000 to be able to address some of our backlog.
But for future maintenance, you know, like some of these paved public.
Oh, the driveways, as far as our, we're more.
We look at the scope of reduction as far as maintenance down the gravel.
That's a concern with me on some of them.
But that's not, I don't think it's the public's.
It shouldn't be the public's responsibility to pay for that. If we're cutting money, then, you know, if you have a fancy three-story, five-story house, we shouldn't have to pay for your driveway.
So if you got a two-room shack, we
should. Yeah, right, fair enough. You know, you can get a whole paint. We don't even.
And as Brent said, I mean, not to speak too empirically, but it seems like years and decades ago, a lot of these roads that wouldn't be added today under any circumstances
right.
were added. Most likely, I'm sure, for political purposes, which we know we're kind of stuck with the bill to go the opposite direction, the less popular avenue than those magistrates 40 or 50 years ago. But we still felt that it was a good question to ask as we tried to identify an across-the-board cost savings.
And quite a few of these roads that are listed had home places at one time. They're just gone.
Right.
And now they just, some of them just go out into fields. And you can see where a lot of the turnarounds used to be. All right. Any other comments on Crider Spur? All right. David Merrick. Yes, sir.
How you doing?
And I apologize. I think we've known everybody else. Can you state your name?
So my
if you
name
don't
is
know?
Jared Burns.
Okay.
I'm new to the area. I apologize. I lost my father a couple weeks ago as I was dealing with this and everything else.
I'm sorry
just,
for your loss.
That's all right. I appreciate it. It's just it's been rough. But I did purchase the property through an auction. It was part of a larger auction in January. Whenever I bought it for county road access, right, there's also a power easement that runs through it. They just widened it, actually, just last year, because they locked me out of my place, which was fun. But, I mean, you saw the excavation work. I put quite a bit of excavation work in it. I actually have power now. I've got a meter that's set. I got my first bill today, actually. So I've already got I've got plans that were done in September, of kind of a preliminary plans that I can share of a house that I'm going to put on there. I'm not looking for a paved road. I'm just looking for a gravel road. So that's, again, so, you know, I do have an address. It's 600 Native American Road. So I did have that. I talked to the postmaster and, you know, just all I have to do is just mark where I need to put my mailbox and I'm ready for that. So, yeah, I guess I've also talked to USDA about a lake to have a lake for improvements in the area as well. So, I guess that's all I'll say. I've used, you know, all the work is to local contractors. I mean, just Sledge Electric was great. And I love the area, and that just, you know, just being here has not been the greatest part. So
I would say, despite all this, we are happy to have you.
Thank you. And I appreciate everyone as well being here as well.
Any other comments on David Merrick?
So yes. So I farm Jerry's ground, and there's also another land. There are two other landowners back there that I access the farm ground by that road. So there's Jerry. There's three adjacent landowners to that road.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, as some here know, that road was in terrible, terrible shape. 10 years ago, and the county and myself spent a bunch of money getting it back in the shape that it's in. It's one of those roads that, especially since Jared has bought that place, that, you know, and the adjacent landowners, they need access to their property.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone from a partial chip and seal road back to mainly all gravel now. So. There's not a whole lot of maintenance to do to those roads that are in the sun.
Yes, sir.
I'm standing around.
Now, one thing I will comment on David Merrick, that, you know, you're new to the community, you understand, but it's a good time to bring this up. But at the end where you currently have your gates, mm-hmm. that's something that we need to remedy that. Should we leave that in the system?
That's fine. Yeah, I don't have that at all.
We gotta have a place to turn around.
No, that's fine. I have no problem at all. It was there when I moved.
We had to back a ways that day.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I have no problem.
So we'll work with you on that
in
the future.
Absolutely.
All right. Any other comments on David Merrick? All right, Kenneth Winrode.
Any comments on Kenneth Wynn? Okay, Lillard Watson. I would imagine Mr. Watson got here early and still sat on the front row.
Mr. Watson's
at his back.
Yeah, but I'm supposed to be on back row. I think I'm like everyone else about these. Of course, this has been County Road all of my life, but and before. But what my question is, I have, and I think probably the road people say that I've worked hard to keep it rated and keep it going, other than when we needed gravel and things. My question is this. I have, there's about three other property owners. One that will be, that is totally landlocked except through my farm.
Mm-hmm.
The other one are going down to the farm, and probably what, three times as much distance as it would be from my property line, our property line, on up to the end of the road. Now, I assure you that those that owns the property before, between there, is not going to. It's not going to help keep the road up.
Mm-hmm.
They will be driving it, but they're not going to have to keep the road up. So it's going to be left up to us, and that's going to be a pretty good project. And then on top of that, we can't close the road because it's a public road. So then,
not unless everyone agrees to it.
Well, they're not going to agree to
it. Just throwing it out there.
Like a good neighbor.
State Farm Day or not.
Yeah. And so that's you know, and I know everyone has their beefs about things, but it's kind of hard to maintain something that don't belong to you just because they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
And I know they're not because it happens.
Yeah. And we see those issues and hear about those issues from those individuals out in the county that currently live along the private easements that right. don't have the county road right. access.
Yeah.
We had that in my family out on Dripping Springs once upon a time.
Okay. And Rick and I have talked about it. And we're very willing to maintain our road from our property line up. I mean, that's... We'll do that without any... We're not even questioning that point,
How does your property fall on Lillard Watson, if you don't mind me asking?
Do what now?
How does your property fall on Lillard Watson? Are you in the back or the front, or how does that...
I'm at the back.
You're at the back, okay.
I'm the last farm. We're the last farm on the road.
And did it originally go to a home place, or did it pass through?
It was a home place. Yeah.
And I'll say as an interesting aside, if you look at a lot of the dead ends across the county, they once upon a time were crossed through thoroughfares, and who knows when back in the annals of history, the middle parts were taken out, which has left a lot of the dead ends that we currently have.
Right.
So I was curious if Lillard Watson was one of those once upon a time.
He worked at the farm in 1940.
Okay.
And
so you've been there for,
defense.
Yeah.
And
well established place, at this point.
The home place was there. Till he passed away and we moved the house away.
Okay.
But I think the big issue is the fact how are we going to keep this thing maintained the rest, you know, from point A to my point, our point B.
And just so I understand completely, Lester, so you're right there where you live to the right of it, is where your property starts, and then it goes all the way back to the home place?
No.
Okay.
No.
You're just traveling that middle.
See, that place is separate.
Okay.
And the road goes back. I don't know whether you've been back there.
I have.
You know where the ditch is?
Mm-hmm.
That you cross?
Yep.
All right. That is the beginning of our property line right there.
Okay.
The road that comes across from your house over to Lillard Watson Road, is that about where you start?
That's right at the ditch, isn't it?
No.
Okay, so that cross where your road comes out there is on somebody else.
That is property line of that place that we own there.
Gotcha.
And then there is two property owners from there.
Okay. In between you and that ditch?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
They bought it all the way to the ditch.
There's one on the right, and there's one on the left.
Yes, the Flarsky's owner.
Where the road comes out to the Little Watson Road?
Yes.
He was asking about.
Yes.
Right there starts another property on the right.
Yeah.
And it goes to the ditch. And then on the left, that one goes from, no, it's not Enid.
Brown Hill.
Yeah, Enid, or.
Brown Hill Road, that goes all the way to the ditch.
Any other comments, Mr. Watson?
I'd like to show you guys, any of you guys, where it is, how it works.
Well, we know where to find you with your little road. It takes us straight to you, so.
It does. But we just, I think our big question is, how do we keep this thing maintained from point A to point B when it's not even ours to begin with?
Yeah, and it would be similar to a shared easement that other individuals out in the county that don't have the county road to base their property shared off of.
Yeah.
So, and we know, I mean, those aren't easy situations at all.
No, I mean.
The other thing too, but for your neighbors, is by law, you cannot be landlocked.
No.
You cannot.
No.
Subvert access to anybody. So that's something that gives, as part of this consideration.
And I have to give access to the property that's on the backside of my farm.
Yes, sir.
That's the only way to get to it.
Does an easement continue past the end of that road to be able to access that next farm?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Well, there's a cemetery out there too.
Okay.
On the backside of the farm. And that easement goes all the way to the cemetery.
Yeah. All right. Any questions for Mr. Wilson?
Any comments, Ricky?
Any?
We just appreciate it if you could work with us and help us in any way you could. You know, like I said, from the ditch up, we'd be willing to take care of our property. And where the road goes, we got to get to it. We got to get to our property.
Yes, sir.
That's all I got.
We appreciate your comments.
We appreciate you.
Yes, sir. R. White Road. Yes, ma'am.
So I came in with the mindset of I was neutral, even though I am at the end of it, would be landlocked. I am maintaining electricity and water. I did move back with the intentions of building there.
Mm-hmm.
I came in with the mindset of neutral, but y'all's meeting has made me very against that, because you're telling me that road's going to be public.
Mm-hmm.
People can't turn around unless they come on my property, as your maintenance supervisor can attest.
Yep.
Yeah.
There is nowhere to turn around. So you're going to tell me that you're going to allow the public to come on my property and turn around because it's a public road?
It's a county road. They still have access.
Yeah, by being a county road, it's not going to change anything that way.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. They're maintaining it.
Right.
So your option, they're saying, I believe, would be that you could appeal for it to be returned.
I don't think the
Cassie,
other people on that road's going to agree to that.
If I might say this, we owned that farm at one time, which y'all know.
Yeah.
That was private. That was a private driveway from 70 up to the top of the hill. Now, I don't know how, you know, when it was put in that late 90s. But we didn't have the people that owned on both sides, Mickey. They didn't have a problem getting to their property on that side. They didn't need a driveway into it, which we kept the gates locked. But I don't know, you know, now that.
I mean, that's the thing. If it was where I could put up a gate, but I mean, we've got to get machinery up
but
there.
But if it was, since it was a county road and then reverted back to public road, you know, I don't know, because it was a private road.
That's my thing. If y'all are maintaining it and people come up there and turn around, I ain't got a problem.
Yeah, right.
I understand that. If you're taking it out of the system, but you're telling me I still got to allow people on a road that we got to get equipment up that they can come run it up and stuff, no, that's all right. Y'all can maintain it.
What? Back to this road.
Yes, sir.
All right. The way this property lays, we own both sides of the road.
Okay.
Our property line runs into the road.
If this goes back to public, since we own everything at the end of the road.
You can petition for that section of the road to be taken out alone.
Enclosed.
What's your opinion on putting an exit road? Even if it don't be closed.
Because it's against the law.
Yeah, that's state law.
If my deed calls for the center of the road.
Doesn't matter.
When it went to a county road, y'all got an easement to build a road and maintain the right of way. Right of way, y'all don't own the right of ways in the state of Kentucky. Y'all maintain the right of way.
But the easement, you can't block an easement, you've got to live, leave, and press the.
Once you drive out of county, as far as the way I understand the public roads read, it will end at our property line anyway.
So all these roads that were like driveways as we're talking about that went in the late nineties.
You're right.
Did they get an easement?
No.
Did the county get an easement?
I don't know, I don't think so. We, I was the only one on the court at that time. I think it was Bridget Biller, county attorney. And we passed, and I may be wrong on it, but I thought we passed a resolution that for a road from that time on to come in, it had to be surveyed, it had to be deeded, it had to be meet the requirements of the road supervisor at that time, and it, I forgot how wide and so forth, but anyway, that was coming in. But before that, I don't think it was ever, none of the roads was ever deeded to the county.
So if there's no easement there, then how can the county keep maintaining it to whereas where these other roads are, that the county, that our county easements, that now they're, you know, they're going to be discontinued? I don't understand how that can happen. How, if there's no easement there, and I've got several roads in my mind that way, that how does the county continue to be able to maintain it legally?
I mean, if we could find a way out.
Why are we spending your tax dollars on private property?
Yeah, I mean, if you're not going to maintain my roads, you know, because there's a dead end or whatever, and you're going to make public roads out of them, but then yet these roads, these driveways that are being maintained by the county, that the county doesn't even have an easement for, I've got a problem with that, a big problem.
Yeah, and we can look into, I'm definitely going to follow, 178. From what I understand, the Chapter 178 in the KRS just says that it takes formal action of the fiscal court to be able to accept a road into the system. I think that's always been a point of contention about actually owning an easement, but I don't think that it's required. I think it's more of a statement from the county fiscal court, and then it just becomes, as a matter of law, a county-maintained road. It's not good law. 178 is not a good chapter. I mean, we'll be the first one to acknowledge that.
So without an easement on a road such as this one here,
yeah.
You don't have an easement on our white road, and you continue and you discontinue maintaining it, there's no way that it can be a public road then, because there's no easement there.
Yeah. And I mean that's you brought up an excellent question, and I will be happy to look into it.
But now I do have a question. On these roads that you're closing that the county does have an easement on, and y'all give that up, what happens to that easement? Do y'all turn it over to somebody else? Does it revert back?
It stays as a public easement unless all individuals that have necessary access to the road sign a joint petition, and then at that point they can either close it to no one else except those who have necessary access.
I understand that,
yeah.
But it is not, these easements are not written as public easements.
Yeah.
They are between the county and the property.
Yeah.
Not the public.
And that's
so that easement should become null and void when y'all turn these roads in.
Yeah.
But
I mean, we're happy if that would be the solution. This is just the state law has been interpreted by the Supreme Court. And we're happy to look into it further, but that's.
So there won't be, have to be any deed work done if y'all, if my petition to close one completely, would there have to be deed work done?
If you petition it and you want it to revert to the landowners, then it goes to the center line of the pre-existing roadway.
Right. On the flip side of their boundary.
On the flip side of that, I mean, there's like six or seven homes on Hardy Grove where I live, and we're not talking about it today, but when we had survey work when we bought the farm next to us, none of that road had ever been surveyed.
Yeah.
You know, and so that I don't think there's an easement or anything. They found the old pen out in the road.
Yeah.
And 178 also, just to expand on Coda's comment, also calls on the existence of the road for durational time. So when you talk about the existence of a public road, it could be generations before. The establishment of a public road was done generations and generations and generations ago before it ever entered the county road system. So I want to make that delineation. So it could have been a public wagon trail in 1905, but the county road didn't take it in until 1930. So a county road does not make for a public road, and a public road does not make for a county road.
So what you're telling me right there is all of these old wagon trails,
yep,
that run through our property
are public roads.
Well, I don't know if I know. That's exactly what you just said.
So therefore, by God, that means I can drive down one of these old public roads on anybody I want to, and you can't get me for trespassing.
So my So my concern with this road, like I said, prior to this meeting, I didn't care if y'all done away with it as long as I had access, because I'm the only one that's landlocked. I'm the only one that has an issue with being able to access my property. Like I said, prior to this meeting, didn't care either way. But with what y'all are telling me, with it still being public and the public still having access to it, my opinion on Ronald White roads that stay in the system. And that's all that matters, because he ain't got
no. We appreciate the comment.
Well, it's, she can gate it where her property line starts.
No, I can't, because I can't turn around.
You can petition to take it out when it enters your property.
Right.
But
there's nobody beyond her, so she doesn't have to.
But we've got to be, somebody has got to sign a written agreement. This is something that David Walter started since he's been county road supervisor. Is having a written agreement on a turnaround. And I'm not picking on Mr. Jerry, right, but you get back in David Merrick Road to the very big vehicle, you're backing all the way out.
And
because the gates were up and you got there.
So I'm not going to be on her road.
And that's what
it is. Yes.
And we've done that on five roads since I've been on.
So, yeah, I'm.
That's what addresses Mr. Driscoll's question about public roadways. That's why you can't drive across somebody's field.
Yeah, I mean, that's my concern, because, like, if we shut it down on my property, they ain't turning around. I mean, nobody's turning around. You backing out.
Yeah.
And that's a bigger concern for me, is having people back out over a blind hill on me.
That's not a good road to back out.
No, I mean.
Which, again, not that's.
One point on Pete's comment on our road to 10, property lines in Kentucky go to the center of the road. It may go to the center of Highway 91, may go to the center of Highway 139, and.
Right, but they never found any easements at all.
Right.
In the deed work.
Right.
Question, a follow-up. So, if it was taken out of the system, would you be amenable to petitioning for your portion to be removed as a public road?
Yeah.
At that point, so that you're able to put the, and I don't disagree that 178 is terrible. We're trying to shove a terrible peg into a square hole. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but that's how the law is. If you all petition us when we're going through the process, then it takes out, and that part isn't public.
I have no problem petitioning to take my part out. But then that puts us in that his situation where the people in front of us are not going to maintain the road. I mean, he's got equipment coming up through there. I mean, that's where our barn is.
Yeah.
That's where, I mean, I'm maintaining electricity and water for a house. My problem is the people between us are not going to maintain it, and it's not my property to maintain.
Yeah, with the
so we're running into the same problem with him.
Yeah.
Is I have landowners on both sides of me that are not going to maintain it.
That's the only access for the water department and the electrical company to get the meters and the water meters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I block it, they're not getting access either.
Yes,
and there's nowhere to turn around. Like, there's woods on both sides, so good luck, Chuck.
Hopefully they're good at backing.
If you take some of the woods out, you've got a hill to go down.
Yeah.
Now, that's a good point. Was that something that was considered, though, if the water and gas and electrical company
I can speak a little bit about the water. You would have to give them a key to the gate for them to be able to check the meter.
Oh, okay.
It's the same thing that if you fence the bottom of your driveway and you live a mile back, you still have to provide access for the utilities.
Okay.
Yeah, they've got an easement across our property. There's nothing but a pasture field in front of the house. But where the double gates are past the high school, there's a combination lock that plant board's got, and if the water department, they would have as well.
Utilities have better easements than county does for our roads, for sure.
Mm-hmm. We want their services.
Right.
Any other comments or anything to share about ROI?
That's just the concern is getting landowners to agree that.
I do have one quick question though.
Yes, sir.
Should she petition to close our end of the road? If it's just our end and it doesn't affect anybody else, do we have to have the other two?
I'm sorry.
Do we have to have the other two landowners' agreement?
No, just those that have necessary access to the portion of road petitioned for removal as public.
I mean, so we could get it petitioned halfway down and get y'all out of that.
Yeah.
Whatever mile point your property starts at.
Yeah.
We'd figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care for that, but.
We appreciate the comments. You brought up a lot of good points.
If you take it out and them two landowners out their petition to take it out, take their part out before they're going to be hurt.
She still has to agree because she has necessary access to that roadway.
They can't cut her off.
She would have to agree before they could close.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, no one can be landlocked through this process.
So on these dead-end roads on the turnaround, you may have already addressed this, but if they're a public road and it's dead end, there's got to be a turnaround.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and it's also county maintained. So, do y'all have that agreement with the landowners, or are you working on that?
No, we don't have any.
We do on some of them since David's taken over the county road, because I'm not picking on you because school board. The school, when somebody moves to that house, then the school board calls David, and then they demand to turn around and be put where they want it. And we may put it here, and then they decide they don't want it, and then you have to move it here. And we've been trying to get written agreements. Because I would, if I live right across from you, and your side of the hill's just like this, and mine's flat, there's no benefit to me having a turnaround on mine for the school bus to pick up your children. But, so that's the reason we start getting written agreements on them.
But no, a lot of these dead ends don't
have. Some instances where it's a county-maintained road, which also would make it a public road, but is a dead-end road, that you're probably not welcome to go back there and turn around.
Oh, no, we found a number of fences at the end of some of these.
we've got some gate locks.
Yeah, we found a few gate locks. You know, really, it's kind of the situation for a lot of these roads. It's obvious that there isn't any interest in the public being down those roads,
yes.
Which begs the question, should the public be maintaining them? I mean, it's certain roads, if they did not invest in so many no trespassing signs, they probably have all the money they needed to maintain the road for decades.
And we'll get down here, but in my district, I've got two landowners that are thrilled to death that we're taking these roads out because they've got a lot of dumping back there, they got drug use, they got theft.
Are they the only landowner on that road?
No, there's four. And they're all in agreement.
But all four are in agreement.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. And if everybody was in agreement on every one of these, it'd be...
But
nobody would have... Right.
We wouldn't need to...
But yeah. All four of them probably agreed to maintain that road.
Together.
And we tried to factor some of that in as we were doing evaluations. You know, there's some... driveways, there's culverts, there's certain density and pack on these roads that will last in a long, long time. Now, some of them aren't that way at all, but for their use, they're like your Littler Watson. It's in excellent shape. That road is in very good shape. Y'all do a great job of maintaining it.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah.
It is shows. It's evident.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's what you got to do, and we're glad to do it. I am having a problem with the trash people backing up in that turnaround there and creating a problem because of the heavy loads. Mm. But you had a guy working out there the other day, and he was working by himself with a dump truck and a shovel. And rake. You know what I'm talking about? I went to ask my loader and come back and worked on it and hit some fish.
So, Mr. Y'all taking on a whiteout, we petitioned to close our end. Mm-hmm. It's still a public road.
No, not if you've petitioned.
No, not our end.
Oh, sorry.
But the rest of the road is still public.
Yes.
Unless they petition.
So if that road's public, you're saying it has to have a turnaround on it.
That's correct.
So who's responsible for the turnaround?
The county's responsible for the turnaround.
But you start
thinking about plowing these roads with snow.
Yeah.
You're talking about. You're not going to plow a public road if the county's not maintaining it.
That's correct.
Right.
So that's what I'm asking. Y'all take this road out, the road becomes public, we close our end. Mm-hmm. Y'all are saying it's a public road, it still has to have a turnaround because there's nowhere to turn around.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I misspoke there. No, the public road, we don't have, we're not worried about turning around with a public road.
If we close it, I mean, y'all are backing up protecting our trees. I mean, there's no option to turn around.
But now back to your comments about the no trespassing sign. Apparently, y'all ain't been in the county here lately, especially since deer season. There's a reason there's no trespassing signs.
Yes. Oh, no, 100%. I agree with it.
Because it was bitching for driving our end of the county looking to shoot a deer from the road.
Yeah.
About 25 states.
Yeah, it was more illusion. There was one road in particular that I think I counted in 0.2 miles, and there was, you know, you're under video surveillance, a gate that was where it shouldn't be. It was
so for clarification.
Yes, sir. Yes.
As is, a county road has to have a turnaround, but if it's discontinued and becomes a public road, it no longer has to have a turnaround. Correct.
Yes. Okay. All right. Any other comments on ROI? And is our White Ralph White? Is that what you...
Ronald White.
Okay. Just curious. Sycamore Drive.
So, back to me. Of course, we have a piece of property at the end of it. There's... I think there's two other property owners on either side of it. So, to me, I mean, it doesn't make any difference to me because I've owned it for 10 or 15 years, or part owned it. And there's not been a dime spent on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they ain't even had a mower up there that I know of.
Yeah.
And dang sure no gravel. So, you know, to me, it makes no difference whether it's closed or not. But if it would become a public road, I suppose. But to your point earlier, that one along with Crider Spur Road was part of the old Fredonia Road.
Oh, okay.
So, You know, when you go to closing these roads or discontinuing these roads, I mean, that had to be back in the system at some point in time. Mm-hmm. So, Sycamore Drive and Crowder Spur Road would have been part of Overdone Road at one time.
Okay. And I imagine what they did is they probably took out the uninhabited sections, center sections, and just left the dead ends of wherever the homes were at that time.
Yeah, I don't know where that one ends at, really, Sycamore Drive, where it ends at. And there could be another owner back, landowner at the back of it.
Okay.
Depending on where it is.
Yeah, one time he went from there just to Raymond Phelps's, where the road ends over there.
Well, that's part of Overdone Road. Mm-hmm.
You talked about that, Old Mexico Road where I live. See, that used to be the main state highway.
Mm-hmm.
That was state highway. And when you got over up there about 0.6 miles from 90 to 241, it married to 11, came out over in front of Dottie Booth, where you got where you farm there at what it's called Centerfield. But then it turned, it went all the way to the end of that road and crossed the creek and went to Mexico. But for some reason it was closed. One guy that, you know, oh, it's one of those that, you know, was just shut out. But the road actually was not in the direction that it goes now. And, but it used to go all the way down across Livingston Creek over to Mexico.
All right. Vincent Farm Road. Anyone here for Vincent Farm?
Well, I've got a farm that joins it. If we're all in agreement, who do we petition to?
The fiscal court.
Okay. At a hearing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Or we can actually include it in the ordinance. We can do it after the fact, or we can do it in the actual ordinance removing the road from the system.
I see.
If we know beforehand. And it doesn't take anything too legalistic. I mean, just a signed letter from all the property owners that's has a notary seal on it would be sufficient for our purposes, according to our attorney.
We've got a rough draft.
Yeah, I've got that letter.
Which, yeah.
We wish to remove Vincent Farm Road from Cole County Road Maintenance as of blah.
Yeah.
Roy Crane, Jamie Baker.
And see, the law isn't even clear about who the petition is supposed to be submitted to. That's a footnote in a Supreme Court decision that says it seems like it's probably the fiscal court, so we're the ones who get it.
So how do we deem how far back it's currently public?
We can get you the Vincent Farm Road is currently a county road just right under 2/10 of a mile.
Where that last sign is basically the end of the road.
On the
The transportation cabinet maintains a map that we cross-reference all our mile point markers with. So at that point, we'd be happy to sit down with you and lay out all the information that's required for your petition. All right. Cordy Fryer Road. Yes, sir.
I'm Mike Payne. I live here. My place is behind Cordy Fryer Road in front of it there. It is one of the lengthiest roads on the roster here, the second lengthiest road, half a mile. Has a water line down it, power plug at the end of it. There's a turnaround back there. And then the old Fryer place is back there. If anybody ever knows the old Fryer boys, that was their farm, 463 acres back there. That one guy owns it. He lives in Bloomington, Indiana, a good friend of mine. Lee Grider owns the left side of the road all the way down it. That is W.G. Smith's son-in-law. Anybody remember W.G. Smith? Sandy, that's his wife. And then my old farm on the right side that I had sold to a fella in Valparaiso, Indiana, runs down the right side completely all the way to the Fryer place. There is a cemetery back there. The old Robert Cemetery is back there. I don't know if anybody knew that or not. Arnold Barnes' grandparents are buried back there. Anybody remember Arnold Barnes? Barnes' store. I keep a road maintained from the end of the county road all the way to that cemetery. And you can drive a truck back there if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that. I do keep that. I wish that the county would maintain it. Same reasons for a lot of the other people is for property line disputes. Because who knows, another 50 years, who long what, how many houses will be put back there, there's no telling. But anyway, a lot of questions have been answered and discussed.
So that's another road that come all the way out to 293 at one time, didn't it, Mike?
It did, but yet there's two other roads back there, old public roads, that also went in different directions. You can go to Princeton if you stay to the north, you can go plumb to Princeton that way. Through Split Rock, if anybody's ever heard of Split Rock, it goes through there where the public goes to it. Anyway, like I said, I know it's a lengthy road, and even if you don't take it out of public service or county service, or you do take it out, I would be willing to take care of the road myself and grade it and bush hog it and spray it if you just keep it a county road and maybe every 10 years put a load of gravel on it or something. You know, I would be willing to do that. And I have graded it. You know, I do keep it graded if there's a washout so they can get back there, you know. So, anyway.
All right. Anything else, Mr. Payne?
I guess that's it, I guess.
All right. Anybody else have any comments on Cordy Fryer?
Is there a cost just per se keeping them on the books?
I'm sorry?
County roads. You know, not maintain them, but keeping them on the books.
No, I mean, it's. We get into the situation, and I'll circle back to what Jeff alluded to earlier. Especially with us having two tornadoes over the last 3 years, there are certain obligations beyond the expected that incur with maintaining some of these county roads. And so we never know, you know, with the Booker Lake, for example, being on the dam, one of the reasons we wanted to take it off. I mean, it's fine to maintain today, but what happens if the dam lets out underneath? Or I know there's the creek along Cordy Fryer. What happens if we have 2 foot of rain like in North Carolina and it just washes that sucker all the way out and there ain't a piece of gravel left? So I think that's one of the considerations is it's not just
a hillside to construct on.
And there's also at the very end of the line that the county has the requirement to make sure that it's still passable, which passable is a very, very loose term as far as what that actually constitutes. But I mean, if it actually gets to the point where it is honest to God impassable, then the county taxpayers are liable to make that repair.
Whatever scale that is.
Yeah.
If it's $5 million, that's what it is.
Yeah. Mr. Payne.
These roads, if they did get taken out, do they retain their name in the 911
yes.
calling system?
Yeah, that will not change.
It will not change?
No, we have many private roads across the county currently that are named and that are used as the basis for 911 addressing.
I have several in my district, which is over around the Shears Lake. There's a lot of those around Shears Lake that are private roads.
and they are named for that purpose, 911.
And honestly, when we get to the point we have multiple residences along one private road, we're usually the ones that reach out and let them know that we need to name it just so that we can get clarification for our emergency response services.
Most of those will have that road name for 911, then it'll have a big sign down below it, stay off.
Private drive.
Yeah.